As the name implies, it says Be'inyan Kavana B'Mila U'Sfira Sa'omer. I want to start to try to develop a Yesod from Mila, which we'll transfer over to Sfira Sa'omer. Then we'll try to see whether the Yesod is correct or not correct. And then, hopefully build into the Yesod of Sfira Sa'omer. So, there's a famous Gemara Masechta Menachos that says, Tan Rabbanan, Chavivan Yisrael. The Jewish people are very precious. Shesivivan HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mitzvos. The Rebbe Shalom surrounded them with mitzvos. Tefillin b'roshayim, they have tefillin on their heads. Utefillin b'zroshayim, and tefillin on their arms. V'tzitzis b'bigdam, and tzitzis on their clothing. Of course, when people wore tefillin all day, this Gemara really hit home. They always had those mitzvos on them. U'mezuzah l'pischayim, and mezuzah on their doors. V'aleim amar David sheva b'yom hilal tichal mishpatei tzidkecha. U'bishar she'nechaz David l'beis ha'merchatz. At the time when David went into the bathhouse, Vira Asma Omed Arum, and he saw that he had no clothes on. Amar Oili She'emod Arum below mitzvah. Woe is to me, I'm standing without clothes on, without any mitzvahs. V'kevan She'nizkar B'mila She'bibsaro. But then when he remembered about the fact that he had a bris mila and this yashva dato, he calmed down because he had the mila. V'achar She'yatza, after he went out, Amar Aleha Shira. He said, Shira, about the Bismillah, Shenemar Lam Natseach, Ala Sheminis, Mizmar LeDavid. What is that referring to? Almila Shenitna Bishmini. The song that David sang was about Bismillah, which was given on the eighth day. So, in the Ein Yaakov, the Ein Yaakov is a collects all the Agadatas of the Shas, and he brings Mepharash Shemana, the Rif, over there, asks the following question. David HaMelech was very happy about the fact that he had a Bismillah, which kept him from being without any mitzvahs, but why is he stressing the fact that it was given on the eighth day? Why is that part of the shira of having the milah? So, says the Rif, really, bris milah should have been when a person is bar mitzvah. Just like all other mitzvahs should be when you're bar mitzvah. So you'll say, people would run away, you know, the Arabs pushed it back to being a kid. Now you learn to be a mole in Eretz Yisrael by doing it on Arabs in the hospital. But the question is, they're supposed to do it when they're 13, just like Yishmael did. But the answer is that they were running away and not letting themselves get a milah, so they were makel to have them do it earlier. But so really, it should have been at the age of 13. But the Rabbanit, listen to the language that he says. Omnam, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'zakos es hanar hanola. The Rabbanit Shalom wanted to give a schus to the child who was born. She'ein b'yadu shum mitzvah mitayig mitzvos. Who does not have any of the 613 mitzvahs? Ve'ech yiskayim lazeh. Ve'ech yiskayim. So how can he last without any mitzvah? Lazeh nasan amila bipsaro. Therefore, the Rabban Shalom gave him mila on his flesh. He shikula kichol hamitzvah shebetorah, which is equal to all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Ve'im kain gam mizvan she'adam u'bemerchad she'ain biyado mitzvah yesh biyado amila. So says the Rif. David HaMelech was saying, just like the Rabban Shalom had mercy on the kid, that he shouldn't be without any mitzvahs. From when he's a baby, because you can't last without any mitzvahs. So the Baruch Shalom helped me out also that even when I'm in the bathhouse and I have no mitzvahs, I always have bris milah. That is the pshat and the Rif. So the question is that what exactly is the child accomplishing by having a bris milah when he's 8 days old? We know that there's a machlokas in the Gemara, mitzvah shrichas kavana, and mitzvah ain't shrichas kavana. When you do a mitzvah, do you have to have kavanah for the mitzvah, or do you not? So we pass the mitzvah, shrichas kavanah, we'll talk more about that later. But even if your mitzvah ain't shrichas kavanah, but you have to know what you're doing. You have to know, for example, you're reading Kriya Shema, so you know that you're reading Kriya Shema, you just don't have in mind for the mitzvah. You hear shofar, you know you're hearing shofar, you just don't have in mind for the mitzvah. But if you don't even know what you're doing, let's say you thought that it's a donkey braying or a dog barking. Gemara says that's even less than, that's you don't even know what you're doing. That's a misasek. That is nothing. So when a person doesn't even know what he's doing, it's called a misasek, and it's even less than mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavana. You for sure are not mekayim anything. So what exactly is the katan accomplishing at the age of 8 days where he has no das whatsoever? It's even less than mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavana. It's a misasek ba'alma. So we're going to say all he means is that he's a chefsa shel mitzvah by being someone else's esrog, so therefore it's a schus for him until he's 13. Very hard to hear. He seems to be saying that he can't be without any mitzvah, so they gave him a mitzvah. So there, it seems to be that there's some kind of kiyum, which needs a lot of hezber, when he seems to be a misasik baal. So, but there's a more fundamental question on this Gemara. And that is what the Maharach or Zeruah says. The Maharach or Zeruah says the following. Let me read the Lashon of the Maharach or Zeruah, the son of the or Zeruah. He says, "Me'inan amila, nira de'ein chayv lamul b'no b'yadav." Big question. What is the chiyav on the father? So, is it to give his son amila? The Shach holds, your chiyav is to give your son amila. And not only is it a chiyav to give your son amila, but it's a mitzvah shebegufo. The same way that you have to put your own tefillin on. You can't have a shliach put tefillin on. You can have someone put tefillin on you, but you can't have someone put tefillin on himself, because that, it's a mitzvah shebegufo. The Shach learns in a rush that mila is a mitzvah shebegufo. The father has to give his son a bris mila. And if he knows how to do the cutting, he's mevatel a mitzvah daraisa if he has a moel do it. Others say, no, you could do shlichus, but it's still a chiyav on the father to do the actual cutting, just he could do it through a proxy. But then the Zeruah holds, it's not even a mitzvah, that's not his mitzvah. His mitzvah, he says, is elavasok shehei nimo. Your chiyav, your mitzvah, is to see to it that it gets done. That's part when in the Sugars and Kiddushin, when it talks about Mila being a mitzvah sase, shalo azman grama. What do you mean? You can't do it at night. So some Rishonim say, Tosfos Ritz says, because your chiyav is to see to it that it gets done. And at night, that you can call up the mail, you can get, that could be done at night. So therefore, yeah.
I saw an amazing shot in that shach, in that the din of the mitzvah is partially when you, as a father, are giving a bris to your son, you're being megala das, that when you were a kid, you're maskim, that you wanted it. So therefore, you as the father, it's a shtickle of mitzvah shebegufa. The same way, like,
for the original.
Even though it's the mitzvah is on the son, but
okay.
It goes back to when you're an adult, you show.
Could be, why it should be different. But be that as it may, the Maharach or Zeruah says, the ikr mitzvah so eino ha'asiya. Now listen to this. What's my raya? Because the mitzvah is not the doing. It's not the cutting. Why? Ela shehamila chasuma bibisara. It's the result. The chiyav of mila is to be gemalt, to be someone who has a mila. What's my raya? She'ilo kein, says the Maharach or Zeruah, David ha'melech alav ha'shalom, shehaya mitzdar kishin nechnas lemerchas. He went to the bathhouse. And he was very upset. I have no mitzvahs. Vira atzma aram, below mitzvah. Nizkar ala mila. So he remembered about the mila and he was pacified. Now, why exactly was he pacified? Because at some point, a mitzvah was done with his bris. So let him look at his arm. He put on tefillin in the morning also. Let him look at other parts of his body. Says our Zeruah, v'im lo haya mitzvah samila ela hasiya, lama samach aleha yoser me rosho uzro v'chal gufa. Why was he more happy about the mila than he was about his arm and his head and the rest of his body? Shekiyam b'hem mitzvah tefillin, v'tzitzis, v'kama mitzvos, ela mila hi mitzvah b'chol eis. It must be that when you have a bris mila, every second you're mekayim mitzvah daraisa. It's unbelievable. Every second we're mekayim mitzvah daraisa by having a bris mila, ketfillin b'hamunachim b'rosh v'tzitzis b'begadah. Just like when you have tzitzis on your body, you have tefillin on your head. When you have a bris, you are mekayim mitzvah now. So the chiyav is not the asiya. The chiyav is the state of being nimo.
That's linked to the asiya.
Well,
because if someone had a bris not
halachic. Someone to suggest. There's a Ramah who says that even though you have to do bris milah from the eighth day and on, the Ramah holds that if you were malakid before the eighth day, you yotze. So they wanted Taina based on the Maharach or Zeruah. So even though it was, that's a chiyuvah, it's a chiddush, the Maharach or Zeruah, that even though it was done shloka din.
So why would you have to have another? But let's say they had.
No, according to this Ramah, you don't.
So if a doctor did it, whatever.
So the question is, how far do we go with that? We don't paskin like that point the Ramah. But the act, even if you say that the act has to be done properly, but it's a ma'afsher, you would say, of the result of being nimo. Now, we'll develop this in a second. So now, let's switch over to another topic for a second, which is going to connect. And that is, we know Mitzvah Sfichas Kavanah. Mitzvah Sfichas Kavanah says that in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, you have to have in mind to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, and if not, you have to do it again. The Nodav Yehuda and the Ben Ishchai and others are Mechadesh, that there's a fundamental difference between a Mitzvah Ben Adam LaMakom and a Mitzvah Ben Adam LaChaver. He says that when it comes to a mitzvah ben olam la'makom. The only point of it is the fact that you're doing Ratzon Hashem. So if the pshat in mitzvah srichas kavana is that without the kavana to do Ratzon Hashem, you've missed the boat as to what the mitzvah is all about. You put on tefillin in order to fulfill the command of the Rabbi Shalom. If you didn't do it to fulfill the command of the Rabbi Shalom, so then you haven't done the point of the mitzvah and therefore you have to do it again. However, when it comes to ben al machaveiro, it's not just the asiya, but rather it is result-oriented. The Rabbi Shalom says, give tzedakah. Not just because he wants you to listen to him to give tzedakah, but because the ani needs to be taken care of. So when it's result-oriented, even if you did not have kavana, but the tachlis, the point of the mitzvah, has indeed been fulfilled. And in these, they want to be mechadish, shemenes chiddush. They want to say that even those who hold mitzvahs, shrichas kavana, when it comes to a mitzvah ben olam chaveiro, would hold that your yotzei, even if you did not have kavana. I have to check it up, but I believe in the biography of the Chavetz Chaim, it's either in the biography of the Chavetz Chaim from his son, or maybe in the Sefer Mitzvos HaKatzar, unless my memory is failing me, that it seems to be he doesn't agree with this, because I believe he talks about that if you have, you're in your cab, or in his day, in your horse and buggy, so he said that when you pay him, you have to make sure to have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah of paying a worker on time. Because chaval, you're doing it anyway to lose out on the mitzvah d'oraisa. But according to this yisod that they're holding, it should come out that even if you didn't have in mind, you would still be mekayim the mitzvah because the result has been fulfilled. And in fact, they want to be medayeget from the pasuk which says that we have over here. We know that there are various matnos aniyim that you have to give from your field. One of them is that when you harvest your field, v'shachachta omer basada, and you forget a bundle in the field, lo zashuv lekachto, do not go back to get it. Lager v'yasom v'la amana yiyeh, but rather it should be for the ger, the yasom and amana, l'man yivrachecha Hashem lekecha v'cha maaseh yadecha. In order that the Rabban Shalom should bench you in everything that you do. Says Rashi, l'man yivrachecha, even though it came to the hands of the ani, without the intent of the one who forgot it, kavachomer laosa b'miskaven, kavachomer to the other mitzvahs that you do with your field. You leave leket on purpose. You leave peya on purpose. Certainly the Rabban Shalom will bench you. Emar me'ata, nafla sela miyado, umatza ani v'nisparnisba, Harehu misbarach aleha. So it comes from here that if you drop some money and an ani finds it and is sustained by it, you'll be benched from it. So the Gurari explains the Rashi. What's the kavachomer? That you see from the Rashi that shichacha, that even before you realize that you forgot it and the ani takes it, you already will be nisbarach. You already have been mekayim the mitzvah of shichacha. And as you might have thought that you only get the bracha if after you realize you forgot it, so then you leave it. Says the Gorari, it's clear from Rashi. No, despite the fact that at the time when the ani picked it up, you still didn't realize that you forgot it, you're still on this barach. And kavachomer for those things which you know that you left it there, like leket and peah. So says the Gorari, and that's what the pshat in Rashi is, that you can have something where despite the fact that you had no kavana whatsoever, Alpha Pichain, you mekayim the mitzvah of shichacha, you are benched. Why? Because again, this is the raya that they want to bring. This is goal-oriented. This is result-oriented. Here the point is that the ani should be taken care of, and despite the fact that you did not realize that you left it there, it's even less than mitzvah saying shichas kavanah. You're a misasik, but the fact is that the ani was taken care of, and therefore you would fulfill it despite the fact that you had no kavanah whatsoever. That's the yisod that you want to take from here. Now, if we take this, it could be that we can expand on the Orzeruah. And we can say as follows. If this is correct, if we could see from this din of shichacha, that by those things which are result-oriented, kavanah doesn't matter. To the point that even misasik, even when you don't even realize what you're doing, you still fulfill the mitzvah. So according to the Maharak or Zaruah, that when it comes to Mila, the Iker is the result, and it's not the Asiyah, so then it should come out, That when it comes to Mila, despite the fact that you had no kavana whatsoever, even though you're a misasik, since the result has been fulfilled, you still should be Mekai, which would be Masbir, the riff that we said before, that even a katan, who's not Shayach to Avdas, he's 8 days old, but since it's result-oriented, he has that Ospris Kodesh, it has been fulfilled, and there, you wouldn't need kavana. That could be. Now, it could be...
Are you assuming that the mitzvah is on the son, not on the father? That we're just, the mitzvah of risking.
Well, again, the father's job is to... See, according to the Ma'arach HaZeruah, is to see to it that it gets done. But a person, I mean, a person at some point saying, okay, you want to say he has none, but the riff is clearly saying that he has something. So we're challenging, even Lishita say that he has something, but he hasn't done anything. So I'm saying the result is he has the Ospris Kodesh. And since he has the Ospris Kodesh, the result has been fulfilled, and therefore, despite the fact that there was no Kavana, you can still fulfill the mitzvah. Now, it could be, you would have said, that's Beferish Gemara. Listen to this, and this is going to lead us into Sefiras HaOmer. But first, let's finish this last, this first part. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says as follows. Yisrael malas akuti, vakuti lo yimol Yisrael. Akuti, let's say, those people that they converted, did they convert L'shem Shemayim? We know that when Sancheir mixed up the nations, they put the kutim into Eretz Yisrael, and they were chased by lions, and it was because they served Avodah Zarah, so they converted. Says Shal Gemara, was their conversion a good conversion, a bad conversion? But even if it's a good conversion, says the Gemara, V'kuti lo limo Yisrael, why mimei shema l'shem har grizim? Divi Rabbi Huda, because his intent is not for the Rebbeinu Shlom, his intent is for har grizim. We know that they did all their things on har grizim. He focused towards har grizim. Amalo Rav Yosi, v'chi heichan matzinu milo min ha-Torah l'shma. I don't know what your problem is. You don't need Mila Lishma. There's no Din Lishma when it comes to Mila. So despite the fact that he has intent for Har Grizim, still in all, it shouldn't be a problem. That's what Rav Yossi says. Comes along Rabbi Kiva Eger and he says, what's Rav Yossi saying? Rav Yossi seems to be saying that he holds Mitzvah Sein Shvichas Kavan. So what? He didn't have intent for the Mitzvah and he had intent for Har Grizim. Okay, Mitzvah Sein Shvichas Kavan. But ask Rabbi Kiva Eger, this is worse than Mitzvah Ein Shvichas Kavana, because we know even if you hold Mitzvah Ein Shvichas Kavana, if you have reverse Kavana, if I have Kavana Bedavka not to be Yotzei, then I'm not Yotzei. You can't force me to be Yotzei a Mitzvah. So here he's Bedavka having a mind. He's not having power of Kavana. He's having Kavana specifically for something not the Mitzvah. He has a mind for Har Grizim. So says Rav Kiva Eger that in such a situation, how can it work? You shouldn't be Yotzei. So what's Gemara asking? Well, it's not going to hurt. It's not going to be worse than if he would do it himself. You're saying you're not accomplishing anything. But at least the second thing, you should at least get it done. You should at least do it yourself. And Rav Kiva Eger asks more. If you look in the Gemara over there, the Gemara entertains the possibility that you should be able to have a goy do bris mila. So the Gemara says maybe it's exeris akasuv, that you can't do it. It's not so clear in the Gemara. Why, is it a problem? Is it not a problem? But ask Rav Kiva Eger, I don't understand. Ein shlichus l'akum. You can't make a goy into a shliach. Ma atem b'nei bris, af shulchachem b'nei bris. You can't have a guy be a shliach. So, that being the case, how in the world can there be a possibility for a guy to give a mila? There's no shliachus. Says the Rav Kiva Eger, this is so, listen to this. V'tzarech lomer, de mitzvah ala av sheyia b'no mahul. It's a mitzvah on the father to see to it that his son gets a bris mila, which is the Ma'arach or Zeruah. Ukaris or hamechaper legid, and to cut off this foreskin, which covers the actual aver. V'chol hanasa kein mahani. No matter how it happens, it works. The soap soap and omoho. Because at the end of the day, it's done. U'mishum hachi ein otzar shlichus. Therefore, you don't need shlichus. V'kashalei deinachmi, and a guy can do it. And even if the mole does it for a totally different reason, not for the Rebbeinu Shlom. So if you would stop right here, you would say, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, beferish what we said so far. Despite the fact that the mole has reversed kavana, which is just like misasig, despite the fact that the guy is doing it when it's not shayah shlichus, because it's result-oriented, and the tachlis has been fulfilled, it doesn't matter about the asir. That's what you would say right here. But then Rabbi Akiva Eiger adds a knesh, which throws a monkey wrench into this, and he says, Mishum hachi parach shapir, therefore the Gemara asks, v'chi matzinu mila b'torah lishma, hainu, after mitzvah srichas kavana, even though mitzvah srichas kavana, mikol makom ha'av mechaven shehei b'no mo'o l'shem mitzvah shetzivo ha'bori yisbara. The kavana of the father will help. Aval maisa hamila hechan matzinu shehiya b'zeh giron, but the actual maisa mila, will, where do we find that there's something lacking im nasa shalol lishma, if it was done shalol lishma? So he adds a little bit of a monkey wrench over here, and he says, yes, I hold like the Maharaj or Zeruah. Yes, I hold that is result-oriented. And therefore, despite the fact that the Moel has reversed Kavana, and despite the fact that the guy can't be a Shliach, Afa Bichain, since the Mila has been done. Now, we have the Kedak in the hospital is a problem if he's a guy, because we have a Xeris accustomed to be Mamai. But if not for that, we would have said, it's okay. But, says Rav Akiva Eiger, and because of Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, so then you still have the father's Kavana. So he's not willing to take it to the degree that we wanted to say. Who cares if anyone has any Kavana? The fact is that the result is fulfilled. So therefore, no one should have to have Kavana. Now, it could be, we could say, what?
You make a Baal Tokeya, your Shliach, he doesn't need to have Kavana Lishma, you just have to have Kavana Lishma.
No, well, we say, the Gemara says Beferish over there that both of them have to have Kavana. That's a question. If the mitzvah shmir, why do you need it? But that's a lot of raid on that. You see, the mitzvah is also, that's a lot, you're asking a tremendous question. If the mitzvah was Kriya, but that's a big sugya. Why, if the mitzvah shmir, why can't a Kriya Shetav begun to blow for you? You heard, who cares what he did? All right, that's a big sugya. But the question is, how is it any different than Ben al-Machavero? If those achronim are correct, and when it comes to Ben al-Machavero, you don't have to have any kavan at all, zippo, nobody, because it's result-oriented. So why should Rabbi Akiva Eiger say, yes, I'm willing to say it's result-oriented, and therefore the moel doesn't need kavan, but at least the father needs the kavan.
What about the matzah? So the matzah, you shut down the matzah,
it's
okay, you don't say.
If what?
If somebody, shuts down the matzah, then it's broken, you
don't need that. Yeah, so that's the sugya. The Gemara says, when you're nana, it might have different gedarim. The Gemara has says kasha. That's when Rosh Hashanah Chavchas, it says, shekei nana. All right, that's a whole different thing, exactly what that means. But be that as it may, what is Rabbi Akiva?
The same thing as being Brismil.
Well, it's not Nana. Nana means this gastronomical enjoyment, which connects you to the Maisa.
He seems
to
have a problem. It's very happy.
No, I'm talking about the physical. No. But let's make the point over here. Let's make the point over here. I just want to make this point, and then I'll plug it into Sfiras Omer. But you just have to get this point clearly. Akiva Eiger is not willing to go all the way. Now, why is it any different than when it comes to Shechecha, which we said by Shechecha, we had a raya from the Pasuk, we had a raya from Rashi, despite the fact there was no Kavana, no one had any Kavana. Afa Bichain, since it's result-oriented, it doesn't matter, it's Mesasik Ba'alma. So it could be that it's not a raya from here, because it says, L'man Yivrechecha Hashem Lokecha, you're not M'kayim Mitzvah, the Rebbe Shlomo will give you some scar. That could be, and there are those who hold like that. Or it could be that Rabbi Akiva Eiger holds that specifically when it comes to a bris mila, an os bris kodesh is an os to remind you that you have a bris with the Rebbe Shlom. So an os of a bris without having any thought about being a covenant is chituch basar ba'almas, just a cutting of flesh. So it could be that specifically when he'll agree by Ben Amla Chaveiro that he would take it to the point that no one has to have Kavana. But over here, in order to give this cutting a chalosh shame, os bris, there's got to be an intent for the Rebbe Shlom, because a bris with the Rebbe Shlom without any recognition of a bond is nothing. Now that could be. So now, let's take this into Sfira. We have our famous, this is the most famous halacha in Sfira, but no one understands why this is true. If a person asks you, Ben Ashmashos, Kama Yimea Svira Bazal Laila, what's tonight? Yomalo Esmol Hayakafakak. So yesterday was so and so. Shim Yomalo Hayom Kafakak. If you say that today is this much, Eno Yachalaxer of Alimnos Bibracha, you can't count with a bracha.
Who can't count with a bracha?
The one who had said, if he says to you, what is tonight? Say, tonight is six. You can't count tonight with a bracha.
If you didn't count,
The one that said it. The one that said it, right. The one that said it cannot count with the bracha. Well, if it's... Because it's Ben Ashmash, this is already a suffix lila. Once a suffix lila, it's already the time that you can count. You counted already. And according to Moshe Shonim, nowadays fear is the Rabbanon. So for sure, you could be Yotze. So therefore, the question is, why is this? Seemingly, just you counted. But the problem is, all the Achronim asked, the Mechaber Paskins and Simav Samach, Mitzvah Sfiras Kavana. He certainly had no intent to be Yotze the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer when he said, tonight is 6. I caught you. That's the practical joke that kids play on each other. So, what in the world is the Mechaber saying? So, the Prima Gunim says, it must be that which he Paskin, Mitzvah Sfiras Kavana, is Misafik. L'chumra, you have to have kavana. But l'chumra the other way over here, that you shouldn't make a bracha, because maybe mitzvah ain't shechas kavana. That's what the Prima Gana wants to suggest. But the Ber Halacha asked that from many achronim, it's mashma, that the mechaber paskin, bevados, no, mitzvah shechas kavana, you're absolutely not yotze if you do a mitzvah without kavana. Therefore, hadra kosher l'dukta, why is it that he says you shouldn't answer straight up? So listen to a language of the Chok Yaakov. Chok Yaakov says, "Asher dezeh mikri kavana." Maybe this does count. Why? Kevan shemiskaven al kalpanim lomar kama yemei sfira. Because since lemaisa you intended to say how many days it was in the sfira, umitzvaso hu rak sipura ba'alma, and the mitzvah is to count. So Chok Yaakov says a medrash pliya, and he says, "Well, the mitzvah is to count, and you did count, yeah." And the mitzvah is to read Kriya Shema, and you read Kriya Shema, but you never mind for the mitzvah, and you're not Yotzi. And the mitzvah, all mitzvahs are like that. That's what mitzvahs ain't shvichas kavana means. You intended to do the act, but you didn't have in mind for the mitzvah. So here also, you intended to do the act of Sfira, but you didn't have in mind for the mitzvah. So what's the answer? Well, here the mitzvah is to count, and therefore, despite the fact that you didn't have intent to do the mitzvah, but you did it. But that's what mitzvahs ain't shvichas kavana means, a davar pella. Another question is, that the Magen Avraham says a tremendous chiddush. And that is, we always say that Megillah, for example, talks about, if you want to read in a different language, you can't be Kriya Shema, anything. You could be Yotze in Hebrew, even if you don't understand. The first pasuk you have to understand, but besides that, you don't have to understand. So, the Magen Avraham wants to say, V'davka b'lashon shemeven. He says, no, so here's the only you have to understand. V'meino maven b'loshen ha-kodesh v'sibra b'loshen ha-kodesh lo yotze. Here, if you said it in Hebrew, you're not yotze. As Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the Morik Siyah, he says, understand, anytime there's a mitzvah dibur, it's brought down in Tosis and Sotalamid Beis, that you're yotze in loshen ha-kodesh, even if you don't understand. So why over here should it be any different that even if you don't understand the count, you're not yotze, you did the mitzvah? That's what Rabbi Yaakov Emden asks. Another question, and that is, there are achronim who say that when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, you could be Yotze b'ksiva. If you wrote the day, you're Yotze. The question is, how is that any different than Kriya Shema? If you write Kriya Shema, you're not Yotze. There's a chiyuv to say it. So why over here should it be any different? So if you look in the Michas Asher in this week's Parsha, he writes this Yisod. He writes this Yisod. He doesn't bring a meal, but I'm going to try to put it together. He says that over here is different. Because the whole concept of Sfiras HaOmer is the result of keeping the number so that you will be able to determine when Shavuos is. Just like, it's only a Hechi Timsa through which to get to Shavuos. And therefore, it's similar to what we have. We have counting the years of Shemitah, counting the years of Yovel, counting Zion Nekiyim, counting Meiser Behema, that the 10th one will be Kaddish. There, the counting is not for the counting per se, it's in order to get to the 10th. It's in order to get to Shavuos, in order to make sure that Shemitah is done in the right year, in order to make sure that Yovel is done in the right year. So unlike Kriya Shema and Brachos and Halal or whatever it may be, where it's the act itself which is the point, and therefore if you didn't do it with Kavanah, you're not Yotze, but when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, Which result oriented? It's to keep account so that you will be able to figure out what Shavuos is. So there, despite the fact that you didn't have in mind for a mitzvah when you counted, but the Maisa, the tachas was fulfilled, that you kept the count, you know that it's the sixth day. You've already said it's the sixth day. And therefore, the count, the tachlis has been accomplished. And that's why the Magen Avraham says that if you don't understand what you're saying, it won't work. Because you haven't fulfilled the point of the mitzvah. The point of the mitzvah is to keep the count. If you don't know that you kept the count, so then you haven't done it. And that's why some say that you could do it even the ksiva, because the point is to keep the count. The tachlis is to keep the count, and you have done that tachlis. And what's the raya says? Says Rav Ashuais, the raya is the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. He brings Gemara Avodah Zarah, and he says, you see from Gemara Avodah Zarah, from the fact that when it comes to Mila, Rav Yossi says, we don't care if you had Kavanah for Har Grisa. And it's possible to do El Yedei Goy had it not been for Gzeiras HaKasef. It's a raya that by something which is result-oriented, there we see that it's not necessary to have Kavanah. Now, you see from Rav Kiva Eger that he didn't take it that far. Now, you could say that maybe he held one of the terutzim that we mentioned before, that specifically by Mila, Rabbi Kiva Eger wasn't willing to take it that far, because for a bris to be defined as a bris, it has to be an intent for the Ribbono Shel Olam. But when it comes to Sfira, he would be willing to say such a thing. That's a possibility. But the truth is, in Sfira itself, we can ask, and even though we don't pass in halacha from the Shorashi HaMitzvah, the Chinuch, it's clear from the Shorashi HaMitzvah, the Chinuch, that the count is not just a hechi timsa to keep determine when Shavuos is. The count is for the counting that day itself. What? Listen to this famous chinuch, and this is really something which we have to internalize. Listen to this. Misharashi hamitzvah al tzad apshat lefi shekol ikaron shel Yisrael eino ela haTorah. The Jewish people is a nation because of the Torah. That's what it is. Beside you going, without the Torah, there's no Klai Yisrael. That's what it is. U'mibnei ha-Torah nivru shamayim v'aretz. And because of the Torah, the world was created. K'moshe kasev b'mlo brisi yomav aloyla chukos shamayim v'aretz lo samti. If not for the Torah, I never would have made the laws of nature. V'hi ha-ikar v'asiba shenigalu v'yatsu mi-Mitzrayim. And that's the reason why the Rebbe took it out of Mitzrayim. K'dei she'yikavu ha-Torah b'sinai v'yikaimu, so that they accept the Torah at Sinai and fulfill it. And therefore, kihi kali karan shel Yisrael. That's the whole root of Ka Yisrael. Uba avura nigalu, and because of it, they were redeemed. Va'alu l'chala gedula shealu ela, and they reach all this greatness that they reach. Nitzdavinu limnosh mimacharas yontev shel Pesach. We are commanded to count from the day after Pesach ad yom nesina. Why? Ad yom nesina satorah laharos bin avshenu. Why do we count? To show hachefetz hagadol el hayom hanichbad hanichsach lilibeinu. We want to show our tremendous desire for that day, which we are looking forward to. Ke'eved yishav tzel. Just like an eved can't wait to go to the shade and not have to work. V'yimne tamid masai yavo ha'es hanichsav elav sheyetzi l'cheres. He's always counting. One more day, another day, and I'm finally going to go free. Ki aminyan mara la'adam ki kol yisho v'chol chetzo lahagia lazmanahu. When you count, you show, I can't wait for that to come. So the chinuch says very clearly, again, it's a shorash hamitzvah, but he says, it's not just to keep a count to figure out when Shavuos is. The count itself is there to get yourself enthused about Matan Torah, and therefore, based on that, it's not just result-oriented, it's action-oriented to count, I am counting to Matan Torah. And without that kavana, so then you haven't really fulfilled that. And in fact, this is it's a tremendous sakana. You can just go through Sfiras HaOmer, we're missing the boat. Rav Weinberg said an amazing, amazing verse. And that is, what do we say in Shemana Esrei? Chag HaMatzos, Zman Cherusein. Chag HaSukos, Zman Simchosein. Chag HaShavuos, Zman Matan Torahsein. So, all of them, the first part describes what you do in order to accomplish the second. You eat matzah, and that's a sign of cheirus, in order to instill within yourself the fact that the Rebbe Hashem took us out, that we should have those feelings of freedom. Chag HaSukos, Matzim Koseinu. We go into the sukkah, we think about how we're betzil de menusa. That's something which is supposed to inspire those feelings of simcha. Chag Shavuos, What does Shavuos mean? Chag Shavuos man matan Torasenu. Chag Shavuos man matan Torasenu. The holiday of weeks, the time that we accepted the Torah. The weeks is not the day itself. That's the 7 weeks before. It's the holiday of weeks. So why in the world would we describe it as Chag Shavuos Zman Matan Torasenu? And he said, that's just it. The only way to actually have a Shavuos is to have 7 weeks of preparation. Chag Shavuos Zman Matan Torasenu. If you think you're going to roll right into Shavuos and all of a sudden go accept the Torah, gewaldig. No, a kid in my class, he said, until recently, I thought that Shavuos is just Chag HaCheesecake. I didn't realize there's anything else besides that. He was honest. He no idea. That's why you just eat cheesecake. Because without the preparation, so then it's not shayach to have a Shavuot. So according to the Chinuch, it's not just result-oriented. It is, in fact...
Yes, so then why would you not be able to make
brahman? No, I'm just saying, this teretz, I mean, the Chok Yaakov is saying it, but it's a little bit... this is what Rav Asher Weiss is suggesting, but it's a little bit... It could be, it's only a Shoresh HaMitzvah, but at least in the Shoresh, it is a little bit difficult. And I just want to add a little bit of Esoteris, just because that's what this is all, the sphere is all about. I just tell you that something that really drives me, and I'm pretty driven person, and when I was single, I was a bacher in the shir of Rav Tzvi Berkowitz. I don't know if you know Rav Tzvi Berkowitz. Rav Tzvi Berkowitz is not an openly passionate person. He kind of is a nister, he hides himself. Tremendous time will come, but not an emotional person in general, except when he's screaming at you and learning. But besides for that, you're not going to get so much passion out of him. So I remember once on Purim, and we were at his house, and we were high, and we said, what? We were high, and we, I don't know if it was myself or someone else, a long time ago, I said, Rebbe, how do you know everything? And he said, I know everything. He says, Rebbe, how do you know everything? So I said, who says I know everything? Okay, Rebbe cut the baloney already. How do you know everything? And he got very serious. And he said, you want to know why? Because I'm scared to death to be an Am Haaretz. It's not because he's a very smart guy, and after 120 years, Rebbe's going to say, you didn't use your kolchos, and therefore you're going to fry. It had nothing to do with that. He was saying, I can't imagine not accomplishing as much as I could possibly accomplish. I can't imagine going through life and being mediocre. I can't. And that like sits in my kishkis. And I thought about it. We say it every day in davening. It really is unbelievable. Hu yiftach libeinu b'sarasso. He should open up our hearts in his Torah. V'yosein b'libeinu avaso v'yiraso. He should put in our hearts love and fear of him. V'aso sitano. And to do his will. V'avdo b'levav sholem. And to serve him wholeheartedly. Now what's the other possibility? You would say, that guy's like a tzaddik gamor, gadol ador. And if you don't have that, you're a regular guy. I mean, you're like most people. What's the next words? Leman lo nigal lo rik. Leman lo nigal lo rik. So that we shouldn't toil for nothing. Unbelievable. We shouldn't toil for nothing. Leman lo nigal lo rik. But that's what it's saying. To be mediocre is a tragedy. Now, I'm not saying that if you're not going to do a goal away, don't do anything. But to be mediocre is tragedy. It's like, and that's what sphere is. You know what sphere is? Sphere is like, it's like training for the marathon. You train for the marathon, and you work at it, and then when you get to the marathon, and you get a little bit tired, you know, I'm not in the mood for this. You get to Shavuos, and you're tired the night of Shavuos, but this is the night we're being Makabal Torah, but you're so pumped that you make it through, and the next morning you don't just sleep the whole day and schmooze and eat cheesecake. You sleep what you have to, and then you come back, and you're so pumped. That's what it's all about. That 7 weeks is in order that you can have a Shavuos. Now the truth is, the next part, you know, the Ma'an L'Nigal Arik, it says, V'lo Ne'Leila Behala. You know what V'lo Ne'Leila Behala is? The Ma'an L'Nigal Arik, we shouldn't toil for nothing. V'lo Ne'Leila Behala. We shouldn't give birth for Behala of confusion. What are we putting in V'lo Ne'Leid? Mr. Brewer brings down, this is not Hasidish Sefer. Mr. Brewer says, at that point, you're supposed to have in mind, my kid should turn out well. Hello, Davarhu. Isn't that very interesting? Right when you're saying, Hu yiftach libeinu b'sara so, l'man l'gal rik, you're saying, lo ne'le l'bella. But you know the answer is pashut, because I'm sure you see it yourself, but this is what all the great mechanchim say. You can send your kids to the best yeshiva in the world, and that which will inspire them the most is if the father's on fire, the kid it's much more likely the kid's going to follow suit. If the father's on fire, so then the kid will be on fire. And the more the father is able to fulfill the first part, then the second part is also possible to fulfill. I just finish up with a tremendous maisa. I don't remember where I saw it, and that is Rav Elchanan, which is also Davar Pel. You know, Baranovich was a high school. I mean, they didn't have secular studies, but it's high school age. You imagine. You can't. It's so they, all the Rav Elchanan stuff was all, he said, to high school boys. And they had no food. They had no food. There was nothing there. And Rav Elchanan said, I can't do this. I'm responsible for you. I have to support you. I'm going to America to collect money. Now, if he goes to America to collect money, that's a year, year and a half. They said, we'd rather starve and hear shir than eat and not hear shir. That's what high school kids are saying. Elchanan says, no, I can't. You're my children. I have to go. So he goes to America. And he was there a long time. A lot of the Be'urei Agaros of Derech HaPshat that you have in the Kodesh Aretz is from America, because he was trying to be mechazik in America. A lot of it is from America. So the story goes that when he came back to Europe, which itself was a pella, he knew what was going on. They told him to stay in America. He says, I have to be with them. The Chavetz Chaim said, anyway, there's three parts of Mechazik called Gumagog. Everyone's going to go through it. I'm going back. And he got himself killed. That's also a hard thing. But when he came back, they asked him, so Rebbe, did you learn any English? So he said, yeah, two words. Because he was collecting money. So what is the two words that you would think that that every door that he knocked on, the response was, could you help the yeshiva? I'll try. So they said to him, so Rebbe, what does I'll try mean? So he said, it means absolutely nothing. The point being is that unless you have you decide definitively, nothing's going to happen. Anyone who says, I'll try, doesn't accomplish. You have to say, I will. You have to say, I will. I know for myself, when I learned in Karambiyam, that Gimel year, my first year, they started the Daf, Al Chavrusa, Tremendous Talmud Chacham, Eitan Farnes, the Rav in the White Shul now. We decided we will learn Shas, and we learned through it. And we learned it many times, and we chazered. If a person uses the Sfira as the Shavuos, the preparation for Matan Torah, that is, with the decision, I will, then he will be Zocha, Laman Lo Nigal Arik, and he will be Zocha, Laman Lo Nilei La Behalom.